Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to go inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry. Brought to you by Stone Academy's Practical Nursing Program on 96.5 TIC.
Gina J, good afternoon. It's Monday afternoon. It is time for some gossip. What are we leading off with this week?
Well, the 77th annual Golden Globe Award nominations were announced this morning, and I guess the big movie we got to go see now is Marriage Story.
Yeah, Marriage Story with 6 nominations, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with 5, and The Irishman also with 5 nominations, too.
Yeah, now this is happening on January 5th. Ricky Gervais is hosting it. And you see J-Lo, she did get nominated for Hustlers.
Wow, and she was on Saturday Night Live Saturday night.
Well, she did have the green iconic dress on in the opening monologue. And then there was a scene with A-Rod and Pete Davidson, too.
Yeah, she was falling for Pete, I heard.
Yes, she was. Yeah. Pete Davidson, of course, is dating Cindy Crawford's younger daughter, 18-year-old Kaya Gerber. And sources are saying that Cindy is not pleased
at all. Of course
not. Oh, yeah. So she's hoping it's a phase. We'll see.
Well, that's all you can hope for as a parent, because at this age, you're really not too much you can do about it.
And last night, it was Miss Universe. I watched this, too. South Africa's Zozibini Tunzi, who is 26, won the crown last night.
Congratulations.
Steve Harvey's jacket. Woo! Not... Oh, I don't know what he was wearing. I'm sorry. So sad news over the weekend. Renee, I don't even know how to say his name, but he starred in Benson and Star Trek Deep Space Nine. He passed away over the weekend.
Okay.
And then you have Carol Spinney, who is the guy who did Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street.
Right, who lived in Woodstock, right here in Woodstock, Connecticut.
Yep, he died at home. And then Juice WRLD, which was another big story over the weekend, too. He passed away. And now TMZ is reporting that allegedly the pilot had called ahead the airport. It was a private jet and said that his entourage had guns on the plane. So FBI was waiting for him. And they're saying that he swallowed a bunch of Percocet pills.
Yeah, they landed at Midway Airport in Chicago. FBI and Chicago police met him. They found 7 pounds.
70!
I'm sorry, 70 pounds of marijuana.
Yes!
6 bottles of prescription codeine, cough syrup.
Yep.
And they're talking to him, and he starts convulsing.
Yeah.
So they give him a couple of things of Narcan to, eliminate the effects of the opioid OD. And unfortunately, he died.
He passed away. And finally, the weekend box office number 3 was Ford versus Ferrari with 6.5 mil. Number 2 is Knives Out, 14.1 million. And again, Frozen 2 with 34.6 million.
On top of it all.
Yes, and I still have not seen it. Sharky.
I know. Gina, you know, Steve Harvey, the jacket was a little out there.
Yes, it was.
But did he pull out the right winner this year? That's the big question.
He did. There was a little mix-up with one of them. There was something.
Of course.
It was before he announced the winner, but they're trying to say no, it wasn't his fault because it was up on the teleprompter.
No, it's never his fault.
It was something about a costume like contest, like because all the women had their, costume contest, like in the beginning from their countries.
Poor guy can't get a break.
And I got to say, all right, Miss Portugal, because I am Portuguese, she made it to the top 20. The girl can't speak Portuguese. She was speaking French. I'm like, wait a minute.
Really?
I go, come on, what's going on here?
Yeah. What are they, importing people from France?
I guess something was weird about that. I was like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, you never know. There's always some sort of controversy with these beauty
something
pageants.
Going on.